Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Search for phrases to sing your praises, but there aren't any magic adjectives to tell you all you are. You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous. And that old standby amorous, it's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Dictionary, and so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
From 1937, that was Bing Crosby with the orchestra of Jimmy Dorsey, and a lovely song written by Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer, Too Marvelous for Words. And that was a big hit at the time for Bing and for Jimmy Dorsey, a number one hit, in fact. Well, they open this morning's show, and the first of many very nice voices coming your way this morning from the 1940s through to the early 1960s. And we will go now to another lovely voice, and that belongs to Ella Fitzgerald. We'll hear her from 1962, from an album that she made with Nelson Riddle, great conductor and arranger. And the song is written by Sam Lewis and Victor Young, and it's called Street of Dreams. And then we go back to 1948 to Buddy Clark. He was at the height of his career at this time. Had that lovely, rich voice, with a wonderful way of singing a song. And he's going to bring us a number written by Sam Coslow, Irving Taylor, and Ken Lane, called Everybody Loves Somebody, which I believe, couple of decades later, was made very popular by one other singer called Dean Martin. But Buddy brought it to the public on his radio show. The date was July the 26th, 1948, and the show was called The Carnation Contented Hour. And as I think I've mentioned before, as a result of hosting this show, Buddy became known as the Contented Crooner. Anyway, he will bring that to us soon. Everybody loves somebody. And then we'll go to 1956, to the wonderful tones of Joe Stafford, one of the most technically brilliant voices around at the time. She is accompanied on this one by the Art Van Dam Quintet. It's a lovely George and Ira Gershwin tune, one of my favorites. And most of the Gershwin tunes are my favorites, but this one particularly so, and it's called But Not For Me. And that'll be Joe Stafford. And we'll start with Ella Fitzgerald and Street of Dreams.
Love laughs at a king. Kings don't meet a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold, all you can. Love is sure on the street of dreams.
With a very sincere lyric and a melody to match. It's been kind of getting a pretty solid play, and I'd like to throw in my version. Everybody loves somebody. Everybody somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charm. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charms. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your arms. Oh, everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
Listen, you never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tell you fate supplies a mate. It's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star. Not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Thank you. the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me.
Joe Stafford with the Art Van Damme Quintet. And George and Ira Gershwin's tune, But Not For Me, from 1956. Buddy Clark joined us with a clip from one of his radio shows in July of 1948, Everybody Loves Somebody. And we started out with Ella Fitzgerald and Street of Dreams, one track on an album that she made in 1962 with Nelson Riddle. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, and we are on your dial at 89.1, that's CHUO, 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa on this cold and frosty Sunday morning in January. Not a surprise. Actually, it's not quite as cold out there as I expected, and the weather's fine. So if you're outside, I hope you're enjoying the music there. And if you're inside, I hope you can enjoy it at home. Well, we're going to travel forward to 1961 to a very fine jazz singer around at the time called Anita O'Day, something of a frequent visitor to I've Heard That Song Before, and rightfully so. We will hear one of the recordings she made for the Verve and Clef labels in the late 50s and early, well, actually early 50s through to the early 60s. It's a Bob Russell Duke Ellington composition called Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. And Anita is accompanied by Gary McFarlane, who conducts the orchestra, and he's also arranged the piece for her. And then we'll go back 5 years to the marvelous voice of Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy could do just about anything well. The consummate entertainer, and his voice was one of the loveliest of the century, I like to think. Well, we're going to hear him with the number Too Close for Comfort, and that was written by George Weiss, Larry Holofcener, and Jerry Bock. And then we'll go back further to 1942 to a lovely songbird. She's featured frequently on the show. Her name is Helen Forrest, one of the loveliest voices around, and a wonderful way of interpreting lyrics. She was singing with the Harry James Orchestra at this time. She's still in the stage of her career where she was singing with the big bands, and she and Harry did some beautiful numbers together, and they were a very nice combination. We'll hear them this morning with a song written by Don Ray and Jean DePaul called He's My Guy. And we'll start with Anita O'Day, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
Until you hear from me, pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold it there. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will. Do nothing till you hear from me. pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. Been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. Please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will.
Smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. She's too close for comfort. Again, too close, to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care while there's such temptation.
I don't care what he does, 'cause he's my guy. I guess he always was. He's careless about me. I don't think he tries, but once in a while he'll hug me and smile, and I can see me in his eyes. Oh, he's my guy. I know he'll always be, and I try to keep him loving me.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CKHUO FM 89.1.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to some very nice voices from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. We just heard from Helen Forrest with the Harry James Orchestra from 1942. He's My Guy was the song they brought us. Before Helen, we heard from Sammy Davis Jr., Too Close for Comfort, from 1956. And we started out with Anita O'Day and Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, from 1961, a Duke Ellington, Bob Russell composition. Now we're going to carry on, and we have two guys and a lady coming up, and we're going to go now to 1950 to a young singer who was getting into his solo career at this time. In fact, he went straight into his solo career. He was not a singer who started out with the big bands, and that's Vic Damone. He also was starting out on something of a movie career as well, and he appeared in several movie musicals around this time. We're going to hear him with a number written by, and it's a long cast of songwriters, Sam Ward, Jimmy Dale, Rodolfo Falvo, Jack Val, and Martin Kalmanoff. It's quite the songwriter's credits there. Anyway, the song is called Just Say I Love Her, and I'm sure it'll be familiar to you. And Vic is accompanied by an orchestra led by Ronnie Selby. And then we'll go back 10 years to 1940 to a very fine pianist who was leading a small group. And I believe he played with the Bob Crosby Orchestra. The pianist is called Joe Sullivan. You hear him on the show quite often. And he is going to bring us, from 1940, the song I cover the waterfront. And the singer in this case, one of a particular favorite of mine, is Helen Ward. And she will be, as I said, accompanied by Joe Sullivan on that one. And then we'll go forward back to the 1950s to 1955 to the very familiar and much-loved tones of Frank Sinatra. And he is also accompanied on this one by Nelson Riddle and his orchestra. The song is written by Einar Swan, and Frank and Nelson recorded it in 1955, and it's called When Your Lover Has Gone. Three more songs, three more singers, and we will hear now from Vic Damone, Just Say I Love Her.
Just say I love her. I've loved her from the start. And tell her how I'm yearning to say what's in my heart. Just say I need her as roses need the rain, and tell her that without her my dreams are all in vain. If you should chance to meet her anytime, any place, anywhere, say I was a fool to leave her. Tell her how much a fool can care, and if she you just say I love her and want her back again. Of all your banner, of all your banner sigh, did she then jealous for you? Numa scor de maia. And if she tells you she's lonely now and then, won't you just say I love her and want her back again.
starless sky above. Here am I, patiently waiting, hoping and longing. Oh, how I yearn. Where are you? Are you forgetting?
What good is the scheming, the planning and dreaming that comes with each new love affair? The love that you cherish so often may perish and leave you with castles in air. When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover what lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Has gone.
That was Frank Sinatra, When Your Lover Has Gone, from 1955, accompanied by Nelson Riddle and his orchestra. And before that, we heard Helen Ward with Joe Sullivan, I Cover the Waterfront, written by Johnny Green and Edward Heyman. And we started out with Vic Damone, Just Say I Love Her, from 1950, accompanied by the Ronnie Selby Orchestra. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning we've been listening to some very nice voices. And we've got a few more for you coming up. And our recordings are all from the, I guess, well, with the exception of one, we're mostly from the 40s through to the early 60s. And we're going to go next to 1954, to a rather nice singer that was around at the time, a jazz singer called June Christie. And she recorded this song called I Should Care in that year, 1954. It's part of an album that she put out called June Christie Sings Something Cool. Well, the song was written by Axel Stordahl, Paul Weston, and Sammy Kahn. And June is accompanied by the Pete Rugolo Orchestra. And we'll follow June up with another lady, a very sweet voice and a nice jazz style, Maxine Sullivan. I think she started out in the late 30s. We're going to hear her from 1944. And she is accompanied by an orchestra led by Cedric Wallace. The song is called I Carry the Torch for You, and it's written by Joe Davis. And then we're going to hear the wonderful tones of Mel Torme. This is from 1961, so he's well into a solo career at this point. He's bringing us a song written by Arthur Schwartz with lyrics by Howard Dietz that was introduced in the review, 1929 review, called The Little Show. And the song went on to become a jazz standard called I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan. And the lovely voice of Mel Torme will be bringing that to us this morning. And we'll start with June Christie and I Should Care.
Count my sheep well. Funny how sheep can lull you to sleep. So
love your name sets me all aflame and thrills me through and through. Yes, anyone can guess it. I carry the torch for you. You taught my heart to yearn, caused my lips to burn. You've made my dreams come true. My actions all express it. I carry the torch for you. You always speak so sweetly. Your smiles will never tire. My life is yours completely. You've set my soul on fire. You make the clouds take flight. You're my guiding light that turns the gray to blue. I'm happy to confess it. I carry the torch for you. All expressive. I carry the torch for you. You always speak so sweetly. Your smiles will never tire. My life is yours completely. You set my soul on fire. Make the clouds take flight. You're my guiding light that turns the gray to blue. I'm happy to confess it. I carry the torch for you.
I beheld her and was conquered at the start, and placed her on a pedestal apart. I planned a little hideaway that we would share someday. When I met her, I unfolded all my dream and told her how she'd fit into my scheme of what bliss is. Then the blow came when she gave her name as Mrs. Oh, I guess I have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. I overlooked that point completely until the big affair began. Before I knew where I was at, I found myself upon the shelf, and that was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I've lost the one girl I found. Before I knew where I was at, I
found myself upon the shelf, and that was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I've lost the one girl, the one girl, the one girl I found. I guess I'll have to change my plan.
Mel Torme, I guess I'll have to change my plan, from 1961. Very nice number, written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. Before that, we heard the delightful tones of Maxine Sullivan with a number written by Joe Davis, I Carry the Torch for You, which she recorded in 1944. And we started out with June Christie and I Should Care, from 1954. Well, we have time for one more song for you this morning, and we're going to hear from a lovely lady called Lena Horne. She had a very long and varied career right across all the different mediums of music. And we're going to hear her from, well, actually, relatively early on in her career, 1941. It's a lovely number. I got a right to sing the blues. Written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. And the orchestra is conducted and directed by Lou Bring. Here's Lena Horne.
Got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around, down around the river. A certain man in this old town dragging my poor heart around. All I see for me is misery. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to moan and sigh. Got a right to sit and cry down around the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.